haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't started
need a little Christmas
hurry, but Santa right dear, this we're very minute. So
this is horrible.
Now you
down the chimney.
Shut up.
This is the Angela Lansbury. This is Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast.
Jessica.
That's right, that's right.
What was her name? Jessica
Fletcher from Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Sing it, girl.
For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown
you got Sean and Terry's ass just moving around in the seat.
And I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder.
Excuse me,
y'all.
And it's Thanksgiving. We just went blue on Thanksgiving. You're not going to break into the chair, are you?
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, candles at the spinet. Yes, we need
Happy Thanksgiving.
We're live. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. This her voice is like annoying. She's only one.
If you say that again, I'm gonna whip your.
I would have to. I would have to agree with Scott on that. Shut up. So seriously. It sounds almost like a cartoon, don't it?
Yeah, it's annoying. Yeah.
It was Broadway.
Yeah.
You won a Tony for this.
Would you?
Well, if I was the voter, I wouldn't have voted her.
You vote for Mariah Carey?
Absolutely.
Enough said.
Mariah Carey is icon.
She couldn't do this song. No, no.
Maybe when she's 80, she can.
She ain't going to make it.
You keep talking about me, I'm going to get you. She's a baby.
The lovely Angela Lansbury.
I have to say this, but I'm thankful that song is done.
Is that who that was?
Is that what you're grateful for?
Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah.
That and the feedback.
Hey, listen, I want to say this statement here. This is my holiday statement to the city of Marion and surrounding areas. You guys have at least 2 hours to give us a call at 740-383-994. Get your hands out of the turkey. Write the number down, 740-383-9940. Now, I understand some people are antisocial. They're in the witness protection program. They don't want to be heard on the air. They're shy and all of that. Marion, show some love to your local radio station who tries their best to give their community service to you. Okay? That number, 740. I came all the way from Columbus to be here with Scott Spears, who does a phenomenal job, along with Sean and Terry and my dear friend Richard Battle. We come up here to spend the holidays with you, so at least call up if you don't do nothing but say, Happy Thanksgiving! And hang up. We'll be satisfied with that. Yeah, we just want to know.
This is a beautiful radio.
Or are you all to sleep? You drank all the Jack Daniels around the house and went to sleep.
It's called, at the holidays, it's called libations.
Yeah. They drunk up all the Christmas liquor.
Yeah, all the Christmas liquor's gone, and you like waiting for the turkey overnight, and we wake up and read a five-alarm fire today. Here we go. Yeah.
Well, this is a classic. For all you out there listening, enjoy Thanksgiving.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the
That's
best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
That was one of my uncle's best friends.
But have a cup
That's
of
right.
cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
You know, it's interesting. Sean was actually Burl Ives' body double.
Yep.
Say hello to friend.
And Frosty.
Yeah, you had me go, you had me going there for a minute.
He was
I had to look for my son.
There you go.
Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me.
You can be arrested for that now.
Jolly Christmas. And in case you
yeah.
Frosty here.
Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best.
Come on, Mary.
Time of
give me a call. This is how you showed up on Voter Day.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Now that really brings me into that Christmas spirit, man. Girl Eyes, have a holly jolly Christmas on this Thanksgiving Day.
And you know,
Richard,
my,
we made it another Thanksgiving Day.
Oh yeah, thank God for that, huh?
That's right.
But you know, my one of my favorite.
We got a caller.
One of my,
yeah,
oh, go ahead,
caller. Oh, we lost the caller. We'll call back.
Call back, please. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9940. What was you saying?
One of my favorite things about Christmas is the mistletoe. I used to walk around, just go to the store, buy a mistletoe, and every little girl I see.
I got
more slaps than I did kisses, though. But.
Now, it is interesting to point out, we've decorated the studio for Christmas.
Yes.
And it really is Christmassy in here, but Sean has destroyed the Christmas tree next to him.
Yeah, dancing in his seat, boy. That was right up his alley.
What did you do? You hip-bumped the tree and took it down.
Doing the bump.
look, it's just a pole now. It's just a rod over there.
And it still looks good, man.
Mary, yeah. It's Thanksgiving.
Like Charlie Brown or something.
And by right. all means, happy Thanksgiving.
It's Turkey Day.
That's right.
And I'm oh!
That's my turkey. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. If I was on the Dr. Phil show, this is what this would be like. You ready? Hey, Dr. Phil, I don't know why they're not calling. You know, Ted, I want to say to you that the Marion residents are either asleep or they just don't care about listening to your state. Well, Dr. Phil, you can't say that. These are Marion residents. Well, all they like is Bob Nunley. That's all they think about is Bob Nunley.
Oh, no.
Dr.
Oh.
Phil, don't say that. Don't say that. Bob's a good person.
Yeah.
I know, but why aren't they calling you guys?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know I took a minute from this here cheesecake I'm whipping up, and I wanted to tell you guys, Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh,
Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Everyone in Marion is not shy.
There you go, girlfriend. That's what I'm talking about.
Some of us are just elbow deep here in the turkey and the cheesecake and the pasta salad.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
well, girlfriend, what are you making tomorrow? Or is that what you were saying? She's making that for tomorrow?
Well, she said cranberries and pasta salad, turkey, corn casserole, stuffing, gravy, mashed potatoes.
We can't tell. It's not down here at the radio
station. What time we eating? What time we eating?
Yeah, we can't tell. The cheesecake.
We
love you.
We sort of do this thing where I'll have everything done by about 1 or 2, and then we'll just eat all day, you know?
Well, that's okay. A good way to do it.
Well, 1 or 2 tonight? This morning?
We'll be over.
Yeah, we'll bring the van over to the radio station.
Right,
we just come and broadcast
feedback.
Live from your house.
Feedback.
Get the feedback.
I want to say a big, big special happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yes,
I want to thank you so much for calling.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If I was to say what I'm grateful for, that is your call.
Yes,
happy
Thanksgiving.
Well,
Merry Christmas.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Yes.
Well, there we go. Stay with us.
Yes.
We'll be here for another hour and a half.
740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Please wish us a happy. I want you to call in like that young lady just did and the gentleman before my girlfriend. you know, give us a call. We love you. It's the holidays. Just say you've done something nice. We never ignore a man's or a woman's generosity. And your generosity tonight would mean calling us and saying, hey, gang, happy Thanksgiving.
She's elbow deep in the turkey.
Boom! And she forgot to give her address.
Yeah.
She be there at 1 o'clock. Yeah. It's going to be done at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Now, did she
be
say
there.
She worked at the Cheesecake Factory?
No, she says she's got friends making the cheesecake.
Oh, okay.
Cheesecake.
Yeah.
You know, right. I like the fluffy cheesecake. I don't like that hard...
I was going to say, don't they make various textures?
Textures. I like the fluffy.
Well, I like all the cheesecake, period.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys have a cheesecake factory up here?
It's in Polaris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what, but the cheesecake is very good, but I like it's like the Jell-O cheesecake. That's what I like.
I know what I've been meaning to ask you. Every time I see you, I think about it, but he shops there all the time. Is that new mall in Delaware? I forget the name of it, but the one there on 71 and is that where the Marion residents go to shop now these days?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, we have a big Route 95 here where I think people do their shopping.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and Saturday is Friday is Black Friday.
Yeah.
And Saturday
Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
Small
and Monday is Cyber Monday. And Tuesday is Bankruptcy Tuesday.
Wednesday is Richard eats somebody's Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. And January 1st is IRS Day.
Yeah.
And it's all a wonderful thing that comes together
holidays,
every time.
Holidays.
Oh, the holidays only come around once a year. Thank goodness, though, they can be exhausting.
I don't want to be facetious with this remark, but I wanted to also say that those people who have endured these wildfires in California, I'm sure that maybe some of our Marion residents have family who are going through that. I want to say that I love you all, and my prayers are with you. You're prayed in full from the staff and management of WWGH and, of course, the lovely Tyra. We really, really acknowledge you. So, you know, tell your family members we love them.
This is a long time coming.
Yeah. Oh, is that the name of it?
Yes.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
Like a floozy.
I'm trying to figure out what Santa Claus is bringing them kind of gifts.
Yeah. Sounds like your brother Alfred.
Yeah. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to
NFL like Santa.
Yeah, really.
I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney.
Or LeBron Santa.
Oh, yeah, really.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby.
What's the year on that?
So hurry down.
Well, I think let's check that out.
Tonight.
Eartha Kitt, when did she release this song?
I will say 1956.
That'd be a good guess.
Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
July of 1953.
Okay, wow.
Come and
trim 57.
My Christmas tree.
Yeah, y'all were just a twinkle.
With some decorations bought at Tiffany.
Now, why would they release Santa Baby in July?
Believe in you.
Mm-hmm. that brings to the theory. I'll wait till this
right. Believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing. A ring.
Seems like I met that woman in the dark alley.
I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Now, Eartha used to have a purr that she did.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She was on the prowl.
And so now I'm going to say I heard Taylor Swift's version of Santa Baby. I'll tell you what, if you've got a favorite you'd like to hear, we'll play it for you if you give us a call at 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. If you were at a request, I'm sure Scott Spears will be more than glad to accommodate your listening pleasure.
Now, Sean, you said you had something you wanted to say.
I just want to make sure I stay awake during the Cowboys game tomorrow. You know, because I get tired after the food.
Are you a Cowboys fan, too?
Yeah.
From the days of Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman?
Yeah, Troy Aikman. And.
Yeah, what you do is watch the game first.
Don't put the feed bag on first.
It starts at 4:30 tomorrow. They're playing Washington Redskins. So.
Yeah, that's
Wait a minute. Somebody just said they played the Panthers.
No, the Washington Redskins.
No, it's the Redskins. We already played.
Cowboys and Indians.
We already played Cam Newton and them.
Yeah.
So.
I thought they were changing the Redskins' name. Hasn't that happened yet?
But that's the that's the time that, you know.
I think they were trying to
My better half get to get work for real when the game come on. Hey, baby, can you slice a piece of turkey? Hey, baby, can I go ahead? Ain't that right, baby?
Now, I think that the Indians are getting rid of their mascot, and the Redskins are getting rid of theirs.
The Braves.
The Braves. Can't do that anymore. Can't.
And I think that's dumb.
But what is the purpose? Yeah, what is the purpose?
Yeah, I mean.
So what are we going to call the Hula Bowl?
I mean, the
Hula Hoop Bowl.
I mean, the Indians had the Chief Wahoo on their uniforms since, what, 1920-something?
Yeah.
It's offensive to a group of people, and when you start offending people, then you're going to start losing.
All these years of people are offended now?
Yeah,
people come around.
Like they were saying it about the Florida State Seminoles. Is that the ones be doing a little
that's right.
They want to stop that. Did they ever stop that? Or
I
do they still
really
do it?
Tell you.
Pretty soon people are going to stop telling me eating because they're offended by my weight.
I mean, right.
You know, it's just like.
Well, I didn't want to tell you, Sean, but
no. Let's get to it. I mean,
it's 2018.
I mean, when did we stop?
Let's talk about the feedback.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, how many days till Christmas?
Well, let's see. 25 in December, and we've got 8 left this month, so that'd be 33 days.
33 days left till Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas.
My true love sent to me. I don't know the rest of the song.
It's a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, there you go.
5.
Golden ring.
There you go.
Yeah.
4.
4 hand grenades, 3 switchblades, 2 army tanks, and a Japanese transistor radio. Japanese. What did he say? No.
You know, the Japanese are very clever people.
Yeah.
They
own half of New York. They ought to be. No, I'm just kidding.
Mitsubishi Center.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They are very innovative, and they are very smart people.
Now, did anybody ever figure out what is Herald Square? Because tomorrow morning during the parade, people will hear that a lot. They'll hear, "Well, we're right in the middle of Herald Square."
Well, you know, I don't know what it was named after or what the tradition is with it, but it is an area of that Central Park area and Fifth Avenue. You know, 34th Street, all of that. You know, Miracle on 34th Street, I was telling you, is a very favorite movie of mine.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Santa Goes to the Clink.
Yeah, Santa Goes to the Clink and all. Yeah.
Santa's on Trial. That's a good movie. Maureen O'Sullivan.
I love that. I love that.
She had that red hair. That
well, between
flesher.
That and what's the other one? Miracle on 34th Street. That's what we just talked about. I thought that was something else.
Between those two, that's one heck of a movie.
Yeah. Miracle on 34th Street.
I liked Scrooge, too. I liked Scrooge.
George C. Scott.
Pat. I love a National Lampoon.
Oh, that's a
Christmas.
Yeah. Ernest.
Yeah.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a Christmas movie.
What about the Larry the Cable Guy? He got a Christmas movie out,
Oh, no.
You know what? I think he did some Christmas stuff. I don't know if he has a movie out yet, though.
Yeah. But nobody's like Bob Hope. You know, Bob Hope, you knew that was Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
He's class act.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He used to do a lot for
the variety show.
But he did a lot for the service people also. He used to go over there and do shows over there for the military. You know,
and by all means, thank you for your service, military personnel in the Marion area. Thank you for your service. Along with our public servants, our hospital workers, and our social workers and teachers, thank you for your service.
And then, you know, we have to remember these people at the holidays and all year round.
Yeah.
Because they are selfless, caring people.
Well, you know, Scott, when you were just mentioning there, why did Eartha record that in July? It brought to mind when I was a kid. My father's a Jehovah Witness, and I'm not taking anything about from witnesses, so please don't come up here and beat me with no stick. But I was born and raised in the truth. And you know, they always ridicule the idea of why we celebrate Christmas on December 25th. Well, my father said that over in that region, you know, the weather was not, it was cold during that time. And how can you put a child in a bassinet or whatever they call it? What was it, a manger?
Yep.
And all of that with snow and all of so. My father would always give us presents, me and my mother. I'm an only child. He would give us presents in July and say Merry Christmas. And we always thought it was a joke. But true enough, on Christmas Day, there was nothing under the tree from Daddy. So if you said to him, well, Dad, where's my Christmas? I gave it to you in July. You know, so when you said, why did she record that? I was like, I just thought, like my father, I gave it to you in July. You remember?
But you know the thing.
Or I gave it to you
in
your
birthday. But you know the thing is, though.
My birthday was in September.
Around December time, you know, the kids watching the cartoons and they see Santa Claus in December.
Yeah.
I think that you ought to go ahead and give it to them then, because that's what they, you know, they program for. Even if you think it's supposed to be in January or July or June,
yeah.
I think you still should do it for your kids, because right. Everybody be
my
like,
mother said, I don't care what religion that man is, you having a Christmas tree in here.
Oh, she put it to him.
Yeah, my mother was a Baptist.
I loved your mother.
Yeah,
oh, she called in a couple of times. I love talking to your mother.
Yeah, my mom.
She was such a nice lady.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. And your family is equally as nice.
She lived to a ripe old age, God bless her.
Yes, she did. 96.
96.
Wow.
I remember one of the first shows I did with Ted, she called in.
Yeah.
One of those morning shows. And she was, when I set the call up with her, she was just the nicest, most well-spoken, just kind woman.
Yes, she was.
Very nice lady.
740. Come on, Marion. Show me some love. Show Ted Williams. I'm always here at this radio station awaiting some of the fine callers, because I know Marion's got some great people. I've been to very many, quite a few restaurants here in the Marion area, filling stations, as well as a few of your shops, and met many people, and they all have that kind kindred spirit. You know, hi Ted, are you that guy? You know, hey, welcome to McDonald's. You know, always got that friendly thing, and then we can't even get you to get your face away from the feed bag just to give us a call. Okay, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Hey, listen, I know families come from afar to be here in Marion. Why don't you call and wish your family member a big happy Thanksgiving here at the radio station? Let them see that you got clout.
You know, when you were talking about Jehovah's Witness there, my favorite Phyllis Diller joke was about a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
She used to say that her husband, Fang, was so stupid. They asked him to be a Jehovah's Witness, and he said he didn't see the accident. that was a great one, man.
I have to remember that.
That was a Phyllis Diller joke, and boy, I thought that was hilarious.
Hey, I want to challenge someone. I got a quick little one. I know a gentleman, and for all you bowlers out there, he bowled a 301 with no extra frames or anything. I'm willing to bet you a little prize of sorts if you can call me and tell me how he bowled a 301 with no extra frames. A 300 is a perfect game, by the way. So give me a call right now at 740-383-9944.
And Terry, you're an avid bowler.
Okay,
do you know the answer to
that for me?
I don't know the answer to that, but yeah.
301.
Yeah.
No extra frames.
Maybe his handicap. I mean, that's all I could...
I don't know.
No, have you ever heard anybody bowl 300 and lose?
I might be able to do 300 with bumpers.
It was W-O-N instead of O-N-E.
Oh.
Bumpers. Okay, don't call right now. At some point, no,
you ever heard of the bumpers? They put down, aren't they called bumpers?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, but you've already broken the tree. So I don't really, bumpers at this point wouldn't help you.
Friday, it's an all-new Sean Breaks Tree, only on Fox.
Hey, look, we got a pole over there. Now it's just a pole where the tree was.
Hey, listen.
It took me 6 hours to set that thing up.
I dare anyone, of course. Do you know, what is the address here?
He said, I dare.
What is the address here, right? Terry, you know the address.
Right across from Domino's Pizza on the Main Street.
I dare somebody come out here and bring us a turkey.
559 what?
East Center.
East Center. Does anybody know where that's at?
I'd like the fluffy cheesecake.
Yeah. Yes, I'd like a piece of turkey.
A nice piece of fluffy cheesecake would be nice.
I would like a piece of turkey.
I'll take a mistletoe.
He'll take the mistletoe, okay.
Now, Terry, what are you in the mood for?
Nothing.
Okay, well, that's a good answer.
Yeah. Feedback is not the answer.
Yeah.
Sean, how about you?
I am in mood for apple pie.
Ooh, apple pie. A piece of apple pie. What about you, Tyra?
A piece of ham.
She wants a piece of ham.
Turkey leg.
If anybody could accommodate that, I am going to take you out to lunch on Christmas Day. I promise you, I will do that.
On the day of Christmas.
I will take you and a guest to Christmas dinner.
Oh, my.
If you can bring a piece of pie,
a turkey leg,
or a piece of ham, or a piece of mistletoe, or a piece of apple pie.
Mistletoe's poisonous. You won't make it to Christmas Day.
Yeah, really?
You'll see the pearly gates.
You know, can I hear one more?
One more of those. There's a draft in here.
Yeah.
a little bit of a draft.
Those fine Christmas standards.
The standards.
Yes, I want. It's a wonderful world. We're by Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis was. He sang a lot of television theme songs.
I love Johnny Mathis. He was the closest thing to Nat King Cole, as far as I was concerned, coming up.
Oh, I found Paul McCartney.
Okay, here we go. Pop Paul in.
Paul
Sir
McCartney,
Paul.
The fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
There you go.
I
like this. Sounds like space aliens.
Yeah, that was when they left the strawberry field.
The mood is right. The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Sing their song. They practiced all year long. Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
because everybody's partying, everybody's having fun. The stage is set for festive activities, and no one's calling. No, I'm just teasing. We've had a few callers. They had some really snide remarks talking about we love you and happy Thanksgiving, and they hang up so fast.
I'm still trying to catch the cheesecake. With the cheesecake.
She's like, okay, let's bring anybody with some ham. I'm taking you out. Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, will take you to a local Denny's or wherever you want to go eat. You're like, why would we want to go out with you, Ted, on Christmas Day? 740-383-9944. That's the number to call. WWGH 107.1 right here in Marion, Ohio. Home of Bob Nunley, Big Bob Nunley, and Scott Spears.
That's true. Now Terry, tell the famous Bob Nunley story about the popcorn festival.
Is he from here?
Yeah.
No,
I well, that year we were at the popcorn festival, and Bob,
was that the year I was?
Yes. Oh, okay. Bob was doing the emceeing, I believe, for the pageants, as he always does, and. So I seen him coming in, and I told him, oh, Bob, I said, you know, Ted's going to be there, you know, and he just kind of basically said, Ted, who, you know, I mean.
He was stunned.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Bob has always had a big voice. He's a very, very much of a professional. I'm so glad that he did move his way up through the ranks of broadcasting and radio broadcasting to move into television. In meteorology and all of that. I never knew he had that in him. I knew he always, when he was at Sunny, my Bob Nunley, excuse me, I'm eating a piece of candy from the feed bag. But my favorite Bob Nunley song, story is this. Bob was working at Sunny. I was working at the sister station, WVKO. And we were located in Upper Arlington on Carriage Hill Lane. And we actually shared the same studios right across there. And one of our program directors on the AM side was named Kirk Bishop. Now, mm-hmm. Kirk had a beautiful voice, mm-hmm. pretty much like Bob. What makes Bob's voice, I think, in the business so unique is that you never could guess how big or how black or Bob was. You know, he had a crossover appeal to both black and white listeners, which is very rare for black announcers, or at least back in the days that we started, to have that appeal. You know, you sounded too ethnic. You know, people can tell you're a guy who wears gold in his mouth and a earring or whatever. But with Bob, it always reminds me of the story that when I was doing evenings and I would say, it's 5 minutes after 5 o'clock and here's Barry White and this is called your, you know, whatever. And people would come down to various events that we had. And they would always want to meet Ted Williams. And when I would say, hi, I'm Ted Williams, they'd say, like, oh, you're supposed to be darker, bigger, you know, those kind of things, you know. Yeah. So Bob had the voice, because when I met Bob, I thought he was a white guy. I really did. I thought he was white, you know. And then when I saw him, I said,
You can't judge a book by its cover, huh?
Well, and Bob had some kind of falling out with Jim Ganahl. You know,
that right?
That's all been hushed up. Yeah. But, they couldn't.
I think they went to court.
They went to court. Really?
Is this during Ganahl's drug
drug addiction?
I think this was after.
Yeah. Jim, you got too many perks.
I'll tell you. Have you seen God Bless Jim on the new channel? He's on Channel 6 now.
No.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, he's huge.
I was talking about.
He's huge.
It hurts me to watch him.
Yeah, he's huge.
Oh, yeah.
That almost reminds me of Jerry Lewis. My God, I when I seen the last telethon that Jerry was in record of, the man was huge.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Jim.
I think steroids, part of their medicinal regimen or routine. That Jim was suffering from or something. He's eating steroids or something because he sure can't be missing a plate of dinner.
Oh, that's God. Who supplies his suits? Oh, my.
Burlington.
I swear to God, he's just going to drop dead one day there on the television.
He is huge.
It's unsettling to watch him. And I don't make fun of somebody's weight, but he doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. And you can hear his breathing patterns.
Well, maybe he has something personal going on in his life that, you know, that he...
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of afternoon showers. High near... No, I'm just kidding.
But him and Bob got into it. They had some kind of...
Well, you hear it here first. Bob Nunley's people are probably like, oh, so he knew about that, huh?
You know, what? And then Bob was off the news for a while. What happened to him? Is he back on yet?
Oh, yeah. He's
him and Al Roker had a big party out there at 30 Rock.
Ain't he on Channel 4?
Who, yeah.
You know, it just hasn't been the same since Willard left. Oh, that's one of my favorite Thanksgiving stories.
Okay.
Now, you know...
Willard Scott?
Willard Scott. Now, you know, for many years, Willard Scott hosted the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes.
He was the affable weatherman. You know,
yes.
He announced when people turned 100 years old.
That's
and all
right.
That.
Smuckers.
Wonderful
Smuckers.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah. And one day, Willard was hosting the parade, you know, and they made him do extra time because he'd already been on the air since 6 that morning, and now he's hosting this parade. And there was a cue card boy there who put up the wrong cue card, and Willard saw this boy, and it was something, I think it was had to do with Felix the Cat in the parade.
Uh-huh.
And he put up Garfield, and Willard knew the cue card boy was wrong. And so, you know, Willard affable on the, oh, let's go to the air. And he got off the air, and he went over to that cue card boy, and he took the cue cards right there on Herald Square, Macy's, and beat him to death with a cue card.
Wow.
Beat him to death, and it was murder in the first degree. Willard Scott killed this cue card boy.
That's a joke.
No, because GE, the major conglomerate that they are, they own NBC, they had to have affable Willard there on the Today Show, so they covered it up. Yeah, you know, they spread some money around.
You never heard anymore about it.
No,
and
it went away.
They actually beat the boy to death?
With a cue card.
Okay, how heavy was the cue card?
Willard was strong. Willard was...
I don't care. Some construction paper I got beat to death with?
It was one of those bump cue cards.
Oh, are you talking about one of them things that go, take one...
No, the cue card.
The cue card.
Like a poster boy.
Well, how big was the boy?
He was a small boy.
Oh, my
God. He had been in the Wizard of Oz.
That is
awful.
Said he said he was in the Wizard of Oz.
The cue card.
He was one of the Munchkins.
He was one of the Munchkins. And Willard beat him to death. Willard didn't want to touch him because Willard was hands off.
Yeah.
But Willard took that cue card and he just beat him to death. And GE came. You know, GE, they... multi-billion-dollar
Jack
company.
Welch.
Yeah.
They came in and said, well, we got to have Willard, who's going to announce the 100-year-old's birthdays.
Willard or the dead cue card boy.
So they just covered that all up.
Isn't that terrible? I never knew that.
Isn't that a horrible story?
So is Willard still in jail?
No, Willard never went to jail.
He just paid
the money. I think they paid the funeral expenses for this boy. And that was it.
That would be like Johnny Carson beating the hell out of a page, a network page.
But Willard was nuts. You knew if you watched Willard, if you looked dead in his eyes, that there was nobody home. You know, you watch Willard. You know, he'd be like Willard out on the farm.
Hey, we want to say hello to Grandma over there, 1,000 years old.
You know, they never let Willard in the studio. He was the weather, and he was always like out on the farm or somewhere. Well, let's go to Willard.
Yeah.
And they got him out on satellite there. Yeah. Yeah.
Where did Bob get away with that? Here's a look at the weather in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Willard, he didn't do neck of the woods. What was in your world?
In your world.
In your world, even as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, ding, ding, dong. They paid the money.
Yeah. Wow.
Got Willard off the
hook.
We get what we want. Yeah, they want to keep Willard
far
away.
They bring good things to life.
Hey, well, we're approaching our third hour on this Thanksgiving Day. We started last night. We had a great couple hours. I want to thank all the people that did call and thank all of the people that are here today. I just want to say, if you don't mind me hopping in on this, 740-383-9944. We got one more solid hour of nothing but
solid
hour. You know, I would like for you, for my friend Scott Spears, to wish him a happy Thanksgiving.
We can understand
Miss Withrow is asleep. We understand that the mayor is busy with judge duties and all of those things. We understand that. What we don't understand is you people standing around in pots and pans gawking at all the food that's simmering and all of that you can't pick up a telephone and dial 740-383-9944. That's what I don't understand.
Hey, I thought you said the mayor was kissing Judge Judy.
Under the mistletoe.
Under the mistletoe.
What's the mayor of Marion's name again?
Mayor Schutzer.
Mayor
yeah,
Schutzer.
Met, yeah, we met him.
We love you, Mayor Schutzer.
Yeah.
I love you. Schutzer! Schutzer! No, I love you, Mayor Schutzer.
Now, Sean, do you remember when Willard killed the boy, though? I mean, I hate to bring that
up. I'm going to look that up. I really
Well, am. He was a... Willard was... Yep, I don't know. That was Willard.
And NBC didn't release Would him under any of the...
Oh, no, NBC had to keep him there because he... Smuckers owned him.
You think the midget or something had a bad heart or something?
Beat him to death with a cue card.
He might have.
With a cue card.
It almost sounds hilarious enough to laugh at, but
yeah,
it was a horrible thing, and that happened on a Thanksgiving morning.
Wow.
Oh
so,
my!
So now you don't need a gun; you just need a cue card.
Either well paid off. Or GE.
And the construction paper.
Yeah, really.
Beaten to death with construction paper.
Wow.
Willard was the first Ronald McDonald.
So well, if you don't call right now, Marion, I'm going to beat you to death with some styrofoam. I promise.
Willard was a hefty guy, and he, you know, had his ways. He's still alive, though. I think he's in a farm in Alexandria, Virginia.
Willard Scott just turned 1,000.
Yeah.
Still holding up that same cue card?
Still got that cue card.
Yeah. Anybody who comes
put
to
him
his
on
house?
Three smuckers.
Yeah.
It was the a cold pack. Morning. You know, I don't like that on the parade, though, where they're always announcing the temperature.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's 52
yeah.
below.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's such a big thing.
You're right.
Here we are at Macy's. It's 38 degrees. Now let's go to Katz.
Now, you know what I can, you know, I don't know if other countries celebrate Thanksgiving the way we do, when we do, and how we do it, but I'm so curious to know what some of the other countries over around the world, how, like, for instance, Russia, how are they celebrating today, or how is China, or Japan, or Somalia, or Ghana, you know. Or we have lots of lion.
I think Russia spends the day getting ready to hack into our next election.
There you go.
Yeah. They're always busy over there in Russia.
The Brits. I wonder what the Brits are doing.
I don't know what they do over in England. I think they have Thanksgiving, but not Putin. Putin doesn't take a night off.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I don't think
his people are starving.
Well, yeah, that's because he has all the food with him.
Yeah,
he's got those big gold doors
and a cue card.
Who is that I heard? Is it Russia that's starving? No, it's North Korea.
Oh, that guy.
They Kim said Jong-un. They said that whole country is starving, literally.
Really?
And yes, they can't
grow rice no more?
They can't do nothing unless they can't practically eat there in North Korea. This is what I heard. It's on television.
Oh,
I was
they,
just watching an expose about North Korea, and this president, whatever his name is, he is denying them food.
But you know what, though? When they need to go get them a cue card and go up there.
Hire Willard Scott.
Yeah, and go up there and have a talk with him.
You know that guy who runs North Korea, though, Kim Jong-un? He looks like an eggplant.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Or just get Dennis
Rodman.
Yeah,
he is a weird.
Dennis Rodman's his buddy. So.
He looks like an eggplant.
Oh, Lord.
The man looks like an eggplant.
Somebody need to hit Dennis Rodman with a cue card.
Oh. He's been over to North Korea.
Yeah.
He's buddies with.
That's what I said.
Was that what you said?
Yeah.
I knew I heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, we've got one more hour here on the big broadcast of 2018 here tonight, and it's been a lot of fun.
Simply having a wonderful time in Russia.
You know, there's something wrong with that Putin, though, because he's always running around without his shirt on. What is that?
Yeah. Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
Vladimir.
Wow.
Vladimir Putin.
I liked the guy before him, Boris Yeltsin. Remember, he was always drunk.
Yeah.
He'd come over here and he'd be drunk.
Yeah.
Vodka.
And then all the reporters would run in and say, "Do you drink too much?" Nah. No. No. Yeah. Oh, well, he was drunk then.
Yeah.
He didn't know where he was.
Hey, Dr. Phil, why won't they call? I don't know, Ted. I'm going to tell you.
Maybe
I'm
going to
put Marion on my next show. Find out the plight of Marion.
I think you guys.
Either that or half of Marion's high as hell.
I think you guys scared him when y'all start talking about the cue cards. So now they think we outside with the cue cards.
Outside getting ready to beat you half to death there. Marion, I love you, man. Give me a call. 340-383-9944. That's what's wrong. I'm probably giving them the number wrong, and they're going, "What did he say?"
They're calling Domino's.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's been a whole thing here tonight, and we've got one more hour to go. And we're gonna take it home in the home stretch, and it's going to be a big hour number four. What do you got to say about that, Sean?
Oh, I think I'm fun. You know, this is really fun. I think she, just because you do this every year, I think.
I'm just depressed about the tree, though. I just I don't know what you did over there. It's just tree. A pole. It's a pole.
It's
now.
Like those little. It's like those little trees in Charlie.
Now you broke the pole.
Oh wow!
Come on, Terry. What do you think about our last 3 a.m.?
I'm ready to.
Ready to wrap it up.
You know, I finally realized what I wanted for Christmas this year.
Let's go, man.
Richard.
I want a cue card.
No,
with a mistletoe, because
in my case, construction paper or a cue card would be weapons under disability. I am a convicted felon. I'm not allowed to have cue cards.
I said,
would that be considered weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah. There you go. I say it with a mistletoe.
Willard himself was a weapon of mass destruction. He could, when he got mad, he just went out there and killed people.
All them all that Smuckers he ate. Right?
He did. He was always in the jelly. You know. And Aunt Bertha's 105. Happy birthday from Smuckers.
Well, you see what happened to Bill Cosby. He was into pudding. Something about those gelled.
The jello pudding.
Too much tapioca.
Come on, baby. Let me layer you with some jello.
We've got one more big hour coming up here. Stay tuned on the Thanksgiving Eve, now into Thanksgiving Day barrage.
Yes.
Here on WWGH Radio, we've got more Christmas tunes, and we've got more Ted Williams, and we've got more, right?
That's right.
383-9944-740-383-9944.
Your last chance coming up in about 15 minutes, and then we're going to be in the home stretch. And Sean's going to get down on his knees, right?
For a tree.
He's like,
You know, Jerry Lewis used to get down on his knees. Oh, Jimmy Crumb. He used to get down on his legs. He's like, bang.
Down on my knees, baby, you please.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Crumb?
He'd say, I'm going to get down on my knees, but he never, nobody cared. Oh, leave him on his knees.
Like, go around or whatever it was.
We're coming back.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.